This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله على خيره بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال تعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama, elders, brothers, and all those who are listening on the various platforms, we first begin by praising Almighty Allah for all the favors Allah has bestowed upon us. And we send salutations upon our beloved Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala has favored us tremendously. He has favored us with the deen that Allah Himself has chosen for humanity. So Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. I have light and I have chosen Islam as a religion for you. Allah has further given us great amount of bounties. And one of the bounties we are witnessing tonight, which is the Mubarak and blessed night of Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban, the known as Shab-e Barat, the night of emancipation. We also send salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through whom we receive Allah's message, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala's creation, the crown of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Respected elders and brothers, Allah has gathered us here on this Mubarak and blessed night. And it is a Mubarak and blessed night. Sometimes you wonder, I must just maybe say in passing, when Morana was introducing Qari Siddiq Munshi, so he was saying Qari Siddiq Manshawi for a good while. So Qari Siddiq Manshawi was one of our favorite, you know, readers and, you know, Qari's. So I got happy, maybe we'll be getting Qari Siddiq Manshawi, mashallah. So Qari Siddiq Munshi also got some resemblance in his recitation, mashallah. Nevertheless, it is a Mubarak and blessed night. And let us not be in doubt with regard to this. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, one of our greatest scholars, writing about the Mubarak and blessed nature of this night, has written that the night of 15 Sha'ban being blessed has been narrated by 10 companions. 10 Sahaba have narrated about the blessedness of the night. And if you gather all these narrations collectively, you gather all of these narrations collectively, then it shows the authenticity and the blessedness of the night. And even those who sometimes people quote to refute the blessedness of the night, they themselves have acknowledged the blessedness of the night. And sometimes I find it amazing that you and I have been doing something for years, and we have lived and we have grown up with these things, and all of a sudden, we see one post on social media, one post, and all of a sudden we get doubts. So where is your conviction? Where is your faith that you have been doing something for so long? One post makes you doubtful. Then what is your conviction? Why have you been doing something for the past so many years? And the communities have been doing it for so many years. And our forefathers have been doing it for so many years. And the Ummah has been doing it for so many years, and then one post, we can start getting doubts, what is wrong with our mind? And this is not something that is, I read many years back, I read a book by Ibn Jubair, Rahmatullah Alayhi, undertook a journey for Hajj from Spain. From Spain he went across to North Africa, went through whole North Africa, crossed the Red Sea into Hijaz and Muqaddas, then went for Hajj and stayed many months. He, even in his book, speaks about the fact that he came to the Holy Land and the Mubarak places and he saw people regarding the 15th night of Shaban as blessed. 800 years ago. In one post we get doubt. SubhanAllah. So this is a Mubarak and blessed night. Yes, we have to avoid extremes. So sometimes we find this night in between the two extremes. One extreme is going beyond the river, one is going short of the river. Short of the river, people don't, for example, regard it as blessed when it is blessed. On the other hand, the extreme is that you add into it things that are not part of it. Maybe in South Africa we don't have that amount of other added items, but in India, Pakistan, they make halwa. And they regard it as part of this particular night to make halwa in this particular. Then you find that you find in certain amount of posts that are coming out that read so many rakats, in this rakat, first rakat, read Surah Fatiha and 25 times Surah Qul Huwallah. Read in the next rakat, 50 times Qul Huwallah. There is nothing like that. There is no specific type of salah that has been established or has been commanded. What has been commanded, it is a blessed night, make the best of it by reading and turning towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by zikr, adhkar, dua, and above all, the greatest of the ibadah to be done on this night is istighfar and asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So this is a Mubarak and blessed night. And Allah ta'ala provides us for these type of occasions because of Allah ta'ala's love for this ummah. Allah loves this ummah tremendously. Brothers, you and I, we cannot imagine the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for this ummah. Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of ummahs Allah ta'ala has created and have taken out for the benefit of humankind. When Nabi Karim s.a.w. read this ayat, at the end of this ayat, as mentioned in Jami al-Tirmidhi, he said, أنتم تتمون سبعين أمة. You are the culmination of many ummahs in the past. And you are the most honorable. And you are the most virtuous of all the ummahs. And Allah Ta'ala, because of His love for this ummah, gives us opportunities to turn towards Him and gain greater reward. So when Sahaba heard that the previous ummahs, they used to make ibadat for 500 years because they had no plans. So they came to complain to Nabi Al-Fatihah, Ya Rasulullah, how are we going to compete with the other ummahs when they had such long lives and we don't have such great long lives? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us certain nights to make up over the other ummahs that had longer nights. So we make ibadat in Laylatul Qadr one night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reward of 1,000 months of ibadat sawab. 83 years and 4 months. And not equivalent. Khayrun min al-fushar. Better than 1,000 months. How much better? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So Allah gives us the opportunity. One of that opportunity is Laylatul Barat. Now let me just give you the actual meaning of, in our culture, we call it Shab-e-Barat. Shab is a Persian word for night. Barat means freedom and emancipation. So the night of freedom, the night of emancipation. So this is, Shabi Barat is, the word Shab is a Persian word, Barat is an Arabic word. But in the hadith, the term used for it is Laylatun Nisfi min Sha'ban, the night of the middle of Sha'ban. And as I said, there are 10 Sahaba who narrate narrations about the authenticity and the blessedness. Now, one of the riwayats that makes mention of the blessedness of the night, it is and goes like this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the first heaven. Now remember, when we say Allah ta'ala comes down to the first heaven, it doesn't mean Allah ta'ala physically comes down. Allah ta'ala is beyond time, beyond space. Allah is not in need of space. When we say Allah ta'ala is in a particular space, it means that we are saying Allah is in need of that space for His existence. Allah is not in need of any space for His existence. It doesn't mean Allah is confined to a space. It means Allah ta'ala's attention is towards, when He says Allah ta'ala comes down on the heaven, just above the earth, Allah ta'ala's special attention and mercy is directed to the people and inhabitants of the earth. And He comes on this night from the time of the setting of the sun. Now you hear people saying that this particular virtue of Allah ta'ala coming down to the first heaven, it is every night. And it is a hadith that Allah ta'ala comes down to the first heaven every night at the time of tahajjud. Every night. And Allah ta'ala calls out to people. Is there anyone who needs three things? And I will make mention of the three things. The difference between other nights and this night is that on every night He comes down towards the latter portion of the night. And on this night, He comes through the whole night. And He starts off from the time of the setting of the sun. And what does He make mention of? He makes mention of and He asks for three things. Is there anyone? فَهَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anyone who seeks forgiveness that I can forgive him? هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ. Is there anyone who seeks risk? I can grant him risk. Is there anyone who seeks emancipation from the fire of Jahannam? That I can grant him emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So we made mention that the meaning of Shab-e Barat, it means the night of freedom, the night of emancipation. From this hadith, what do we learn? Allah wants to give us emancipation and freedom from three things. So nowadays I like to enumerate my points in the bayan so people can listen. So I'm going to concentrate most of my bayan on these three things, so it can come into our mind. Allah Ta'ala on this night wants to grant us freedom from three things. Shab-e Barat ka matlab hai, Shab ka maana raat. Barat, khalasi. Allah Ta'ala, is raat ko Allah Ta'ala hamein azadi deta hai. Kin cheezon se azadi? Teen cheezon se azadi. Kaun se? جہنم سے آزادی. اللہ تعالیٰ چاہتے ہیں کہ آپ کو جہنم سے آزادی آپ کو دے. دوسرے, آپ کے ضروریات سے آزادی. اور تیسرے, اپنے گناہوں سے آزادی, گناہوں کے بوجھ سے آزادی. اللہ تعالیٰ wants to give us freedom from three things. Freedom from want, freedom from poverty, freedom from our needs not being fulfilled, first. The second thing is, and I am making mention of it in chronological order. Second thing, Allah Ta'ala wants to grant us freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And thirdly, Allah Ta'ala wants to grant us on this night freedom from the consequences and azab and the burden of sin. So have we got it? Three things. Will we remember, inshallah? Say inshallah. Three things. The first thing is freedom from want, freedom from need. Brothers, you and I, each and every one, hum insan, we all are an amalgamation of needs. We are fully in need. And our needs are such that those needs, if it is not fulfilled by Allah, then our needs will not be able to be fulfilled. This is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that fulfills our needs. Allah ta'ala is the one that grants us our needs. Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'f, thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwa. Allah ta'ala created you in weakness. आप जब छोटे बच्चे थे तो आप बिल्कुल कमजोर, आप अपने आप को आप खाना भी नहीं खिला सकते थे अपने आप, यू कुड नॉट इवन फीड योरसेल्फ, यू नीडेड योर मदर टू बी एबल टू फीड यू. वल्लाहु अखरजकुम मिन बुतून उम्महातिकुम ला तअलमून शैया. अल्लाह ताला क्रिएटेड यू फ्रॉम द वूम्स ऑफ योर मदर, यू न्यू नथिंग. वजअल लकुम अस्समअ वल अबसार वल अफिदा. He gave you the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, the faculty of thought, and the faculty of thinking. And He granted you the heart, the faculty of emotion. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you might thank Allah Ta'ala. आप कुछ नहीं थे, आप जो है ना बिल्कुल कमजोर, और किसने माँ के दिल में डाला कि आपको खिलाया? Who put it into the mother to be able to feed you? Who put the muhabbat in the mother to be able to look after you? Allah Ta'ala says, I created you from weakness. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. After your weakness, Allah gave you the strength of youth. Teenage years, our mid-age, we are at the peak of our strength. But Allah Ta'ala wants us, when you are strong and you feel that I can do everything, don't ever think that I am not in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Allah ta'ala, among the people of the past, Allah gave the tribe of Ad, upon whom Allah sent Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest power. They used to be tall and towering personalities. And then when they had so much power, they said, Man ashaddu minna quwwah, who is more than us in strength? Hum se barkar taqatwar kaun hai? To Allah Ta'ala ne kya jawab diya? Allah Ta'ala gave them an answer. Awalam yarau, don't they see? Anna Allah alladhi khalaqahu, jinhone unko paida kiya, the one who created them, huwa ashaddu minhum quwwah, he's got more power than them. जिन्होंने उनको पैदा किया वो उनसे बढ़कर ताकतवर है. सो अल्लाह सुभान व तआला टेल्स अस वी आर वीक, वी नीड अल्लाह फॉर एवरीथिंग. देयर इज एन इंसिडेंट अबाउट अ पर्सन, यू नो, आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स व्हेन अ पर्सन कम्स 60 70, वन ऑफ द नेसेसरी थिंग्स इज दैट यू फाइंड दैट योर यूरिन बिकम्स स्लो. सो अ पर्सन व्हेन हिज यूरिन बिकेम स्लो, ही वेंट टू द डॉक्टर. So the doctor put a catheter. Well, doctor put a catheter in his bladder for his urine to come out. No? Because his urine could not come out. So after that, after the procedure, the doctor sent him a bill. So when he saw the bill, he started crying. And normally when doctors send you a bill, you start crying. Huh? So normal. You respect to all doctors, but sometimes it can happen. You get a bill. So where is it? So the doctor, he was a family doctor. He looked after the person for many, many years. So he said, why are you crying? Don't cry. If you can't pay it, I'm your doctor. I've not treated you for so long. Don't worry. If you can't pay me when you can. Pay it payable when able. And if you can't pay me, man, go. I'm your doctor for so many years. I've treated you for 50 years. Now that you are 70, you can't pass urine. I put a catheter, the urine came out. What the reply he gave? He said, Doctor, I'm not crying because I can't afford the bill. I'm crying for 60, 70 years I went to the toilet. Allah Ta'ala didn't send me a bill. Allah didn't send me a bill. One day I couldn't urinate. One day I couldn't do it. And you put a catheter and you gave me such a big bill. And then when our ulama tell us that when you come out of the toilet, read this dua. Ghufranaka alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anni al-ada wa afani. Praise be you to Allah. You have removed those parts of the body or those things that are supposed to be taken out. And you have removed anni al-ada wa afani. And you have granted me afiyah. And we find it difficult to read. When our ulama tell us, read these things. Because it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has made it possible for you to pass water. And if Allah ta'ala stops it, what's going to happen to you? So we are such a creation of needs that if Allah ta'ala stops the water in our body, we will be in pain. We have to go to the doctor for a catheter. So we are in so much need, my dear respected brothers. Now Allah gives us an opportunity on this night that ask Allah that Allah ta'ala remove the burden of needs from you. Can you imagine the importance of this night now? Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, he says sometimes you and I, for us, the wife will say, "Why bring bread?" Now whether you the Secretary General of any organization, you the Chairman, you the CEO, when the wife says bring milk and bread, you leave all your CEO, you leave all your Secretary General, your Chairman, or you are multi-millionaire, the wife says bring milk and bread, you have to bring milk and bread. Yeah? So sometimes it happens. The person was going one day, the wife said going bring milk, there's no milk. So when he was there, he went to buy, said, "Oh, tell the wife told me to bring milk, and maybe while I'm there, I'm in a good mood, let me buy her something." So he went to buy a chocolate, and he went to buy this for everyone, and for all the children, and the grandchildren, and he came back, and he was very happy that I brought everything. And the wife said, "Where is the milk?" And he forgot the milk. So sometimes it happens like that. But if the wife says, "Go and bring milk and bread," but have you ever thought, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. Allah gives you the example. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. Allah Ta'ala gives you the example of the cow. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ. Allah Ta'ala gives you to drink from the stomach of the cow. مِنْ بَيْنِ الْفَرْثِ وَجَمَنِ. Between the fur of the cow in the stomach and between the blood of the cow, labanan khalisan sa'iran lisharibin, milk and liquid that is so beautiful and pure, didn't allow the redness of the blood to come in the whiteness of the milk, didn't allow the filth of the excrete in the cow to be able to permeate into the milk. And you drink it and you don't think Allah Ta'ala. And you think that you are the one who went to buy the milk. And I paid 15 rand or 60 rand and you think that I have done it. Huh? You think you did. We are so dependent that if Allah doesn't make it possible, we can't even drink milk, but we can't think Allah Ta'ala. The bread that we come in the bread comes from wheat. What? Now, have we ever thought? So Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ. Allah splits the seed in the ground. So now, you and I think that I went to buy bread. Wife told me, I went to buy bread. How much is bread? 50 rand, 25 rand. I brought it. Now when you start thinking, you can't even read Bismillah. But have you ever thought, when you put the seed in the ground, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُفُونَ. Have you ever seen what you have plowed into the ground? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ. Did you take it out of the ground? أَمْ نَحْنُ زَارِعُونَ. Or did Allah take it out? You put it into the ground for it to split. The main important thing about fruit and vegetable is that the seed must split. When the seed splits, that's how fruit and vegetation comes into existence. Now Allah Ta'ala tells you, I made the seed. You got wheat. That wheat needed how many people for that particular wheat to be accumulated? And when it came out, the fruit and the vegetable, It needed sunlight. Sunlight and moonlight gives fruit its flavor and its color. So that fruit and that vegetable got its color and its flavor from the sun and the moon. 1,000 people and hundreds of thousands of people took it out. They harvest it. After they harvested it, they sent it away to someone. Thereafter it was sent, then it was made by the bakery, by the baker. And after the baker has built it, he's got a whole distribution network. It came to your local cafe and you went to buy it. And you forgot the whole process that was dependent upon Allah setting the seed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it sunlight. Allah granted it and bring it rain upon it for it to grow. And then you think that you have been able to buy bread and it was easy for you just because of you buying bread, it came upon your table. So Allah Ta'ala tells us you need Allah in everything. So when you need everything from Allah on this night, ask Allah to fulfill all your needs. Ask Allah to fulfill all your needs. Allah wants to grant you freedom from want, poverty, and from your needs. Ask Allah to fulfill all your needs. You don't have risk, ask Allah Ta'ala to grant you risk. Wallahu khairu raziqin. He is the best of those people who grant risk. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُرُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا. Those whom you worship beside Allah, they don't control risk. فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقَ. Ask Allah for risk. Who controls risk? So the first thing, freedom from what? Freedom from need and poverty and complete fulfillment of our needs. Allah Ta'ala grants us freedom from poverty and want. The second thing Allah Ta'ala grants us freedom from in this night is freedom from the azab of Jahannam. Brothers, you and I, we all like to hear about the mercy of Allah, which I will make mention. However, no believer can ever feel himself safe from the punishment of Allah. Whoever feels himself safe from the punishment of Allah, he is not a believer. Let me repeat that. Whoever feels that the punishment of Allah is definitely not coming upon him, he doesn't fear it, he is not a true believer. Because Allah, when making mention of the qualities of the believer in Surah Sa'ala Sa'ilun, the azab you waqi, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Inna azaba rabbihim ghayru ma'mun. The believer never feels himself safe from the fire of Jahannam. Afa aminu makra Allah. Do you feel yourself safe from the plague of Allah? From the punishment of Allah? فَلَا يَعْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Only the loser and the failure regards himself safe from the fear and the punishment of Allah. We always have the fear of Allah's punishment. Why? We know that we must have more faith in the mercy of Allah, but we never feel safe from the punishment of Allah. Now Allah gives us, and Jahannam, my dear respected brothers, is not something that you and I can take lightly. رَبَّنَا صِرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Oh Allah, turn away from us the azab of Jahannam. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. The azab of Jahannam is very severe, very, very burdensome. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. It is the worst of abodes, the worst of places to be. Allah Ta'ala, sabse pehle is raat ko hame ghurbat, faqr o iflas ke azab dena chahte hain. Dusre jahannam ke azab se azab dena chahte hain. Aur jahannam se khalasi ye musalmanon ke liye sabse bada cheez hai, sabse aham cheez hai. I'll just give you an example of the fire of jahannam, which Allah makes mention of in the Holy Quran. Wa hi yastaghifu yughafu bima'in kal-muhl. يشفي الوجود بئس الشراب وساعت مرتفقا. ہم پڑھتے ہیں سورہ کہف میں ہر جمعہ کے دن, اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو بیان کیا ہے سورہ کہف میں, کیا بیان کیا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ سے, the people of جہنم will call and say we are thirsty, give us water. They will be given water. That water will be so hot, it will be like the dregs of oil. Oil will be in there. Yashbil wudu, which will burn their skin on their faces. One hadith says, when the people of Jahannam would ask for water, Allah will give them water. When that water will be so scalding that the skin from the faces of theirs will fall into the water. Allah Ta'ala must make this dua, Rabbana sif anna adala Jahannam. And one way I tell you, by Fajr ke baad, اور مغرب کے بعد, آفٹر فجر اینڈ آفٹر مغرب, آفٹر ایوری فجر, آفٹر ایوری مغرب, ریڈ اللہم اجرنی من النار 7 ٹائمز. یہ حدیث سے ثابت ہے, ریڈ 7 ٹائمز اللہم اجرنی من النار آفٹر فجر اینڈ آفٹر مغرب, اللہ ول سیو اس فرام دی فائر آف جہنم. ریڈ سورۃ تبارک ایٹ نائٹ, اللہ ول سیو یو فرام دی عذاب آف القبر. ہو ڈزنٹ ہیئر, سم ٹائمز یو تھنک یو پٹ سم ون ان یور قبر اینڈ یو تھنک ون ڈے یو گونا گو دیر. It is dark. There is nothing in there. As much as we don't like to make mention of it, it's a reality. One day it's going to pass upon us. So this night, Allah Ta'ala wants to grant us emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So hadith mein kya hai? Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I got up. And when I got up, I saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not on his bed. And of course, the wife, wanting the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after all, such a great Nabi. One day Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Aisha, because she showed possessiveness and jealousy upon the other wives. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why are you possessive? I love you more than all and anyone else. Why are you possessive? She gave such a beautiful reply. It is worthy of a woman like me. It is worthy of a woman like me to be possessive of a man like you. Huh? یہ میرے لیے زیبا ہے کہ میرے جیسے عورت آپ جیسے شوہر سے اور میں وہ آئی ہیو بیکم پوزیسیو اوور یو ٹو سچ اے گریٹ پرسن. سو شی تھاٹ ویئر ڈیڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گو, شی وینٹ آؤٹ ٹو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سو دیٹ ہی واز ان دا جنت البقیع, اینڈ دین شی سو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کمنگ بیک اینڈ شی ران بیک. And when Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم came into the room, Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم, also the 14th night of Shaban, and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saw her huffing and puffing, taking huge breaths. Aisha, where did you follow me? Did you feel that I would betray you? I would go to another woman? I would go to another wife and it is your chance? I won't do such a thing. But this is the night of, the 15th night of Shaban, where Allah Ta'ala emancipates so many people from the fire of Jahannam. The way, and that amount of people, the way they ease the wool on the sheep of the tribe of Bani Kalb. So Bani Kalb was a tribe that had great amount of sheep. That amount of wool that was on the sheep of the tribe of Bani Kalb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees so many people from the fire of Jahannam. Second thing we ask of Allah in this night, what it is? Freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And Jahannam is something that we are supposed to see emancipation and Allah's protection from. The third thing Allah Ta'ala wants to grant us on this night is emancipation from the burden of sin. Gunah ke bojh se Allah Ta'ala hame azadi dena chahte hai. Aur gunah ke bojh, do we know the reality of gunah and sin? Ya Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us with regard to sin. You know, sin is something that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, many a times Allah Ta'ala deprived you of risk because of the sin you committed. Risk ka aana band ho jata hai guna ki wajah se. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا. Allah Ta'ala says, whenever you turn away from remembering Allah, Allah makes your worldly life restricted. All of a sudden you find that your needs have not been fulfilled. The money is not there. The business is not yet coming on. Or the money that you are earning is not sufficient for your need. You think that it is because I'm not budgeting correctly. Or you think that maybe things are not going well. Why it could be, you have turned your back from the enemy of Allah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ Do not be like those who forgot Allah. Allah forgot them. आपने अल्लाह को बुला लिया, अल्लाह तआला ने आपको बुलाया. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ And this is the reality. Hazrat, it is made mention about, I think it's Abdullah ibn Abbas, that he says that the day I commit sin, the day I commit sin, I see the impact of that sin even on my slaves and my workers and my servants. That my workers don't listen to me. My servants don't listen to me. Even my horse which I'm riding don't listen to me. Now what is it surprising? You didn't obey your master. The people who are under you did not listen to you. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ أَلَا أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِّن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ Allah has got the power to bring azab upon you from the top. For Allah has got the power to bring azab upon you from the bottom. One meaning of this verse is Allah has got the ability to bring azab if you do wrong, if Allah wants. That Allah will bring hailstones, Allah will bring rain, hailstones and storms that will create floods that will wipe away your characters. Allah ayyabata alaykum adhaban min fawqikum, or min tahti arjulikum. Or Allah can bring adhab from the bottom. Allah ta'ala can bring adhab that Allah will create earthquakes that will come from the earth. Or what another meaning? Which ulama have written as an interpretation of the verse. Allah can bring adab from the top, from your rulers. Your rulers will no more care for you. Your rulers will put money in their pocket instead of putting it upon infrastructure. And you think that it is only because of their corruption. Allah Ta'ala says it is adab of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala brings an adab because of your doings. He brings upon your rulers. Who don't care about you. لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية ربنا ولا تسلط علينا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم listen to this dua. لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا. Oh Allah, do not impose upon us rulers بذنوبنا because of our sins who do not fear you about us. And do not have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, humare upar aise hukumran paida na kar, jo humare gunahon ke wajah se aap se na dare, humare baare mein, aur humare upar shafqat na kar. So Allah Ta'ala brings adab sometimes from the rulers, and Allah Ta'ala sometimes brings adab from the people who are underneath you, from your workers. So you complain, they don't listen to you. Today the workers are not productive. Well, you haven't obeyed Allah. How do you expect the people who are under you to obey you? When you haven't obeyed the one who is above you. So this is the burden of sin. Now sin is no ordinary thing. Sin has got the capacity to harden our heart. Sin has got the capacity to destroy us spiritually. Sin has got the capacity to bring Allah's adab in this world and in the hereafter. Now what do we do with regard to that particular burden of sin? Uske baare mein kya kare? What do we do with regard to it? Sin is no ordinary thing. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever a person sins, there is a dark spot that comes upon his heart, his spiritual heart, which stains the heart. If he doesn't make tawbah, that stain becomes bigger, 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 until his entire heart becomes darker. And he can't see right from wrong. Abu Sajjan al-Ilaj kya hai? What is the antidote? Mufti Taqi Usmani one day gave a very amazing, you know, example. He said, I went to Cape Town. He said, I went to Cape Town. I was going in one of the gardens which I think would have been Tuscan Bosch. He said, the guide was taking us around. And one person from the group went towards one of the flowers. And the guide said, "Don't touch that. It is poisonous. Don't touch that flower. It is poisonous. It's mazara." And then the guide said, "If you had touched it, I would have told you to put your head and rub your head with the flower next to it, which is the antidote of that poison." Allah Ta'ala works like that. So if that one flower had poison, next to it there was another flower, was an antidote for that poison. So now sin is poison. What is the antidote for it? Tawbah and istighfar. Turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness from Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala will find Allah Ta'ala most merciful. We made mention, never feel yourself safe from the adab of Allah Ta'ala. But we know that Allah Ta'ala favors His mercy more. In Allah kataba kitaban fa huwa indihi fawqa arshi. Allah has written a proclamation which is upon the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Inna rahmati sabaqat wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghadabi. My rahmat and my mercy supersedes my anger. Mere maghfirat aur rahmat mere azab se barkar hai, usse aage hai. Azab se bhi aage hai, Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat. Now we turn towards Almighty Allah. The first thing about turning towards Almighty Allah, acknowledge your sin. Sabse pehle kya kya karna hai? Apne gunahon ke usko manna, uska ikrar karna ki hum gunahgar hain. Kullu bani adam khata'un, each and everyone is a sinner. And the best of sinners is the one who turns towards Almighty Allah. Sabse pehle ikrar karo ki hum gunahgar hain, humne gunah kiya. Don't become proud and arrogant. Allah doesn't like proud and arrogance about your piety. It is one of the worst types of pride, is to take pride in your piety. And today there are enough people taking pride in their piety. And you hear people saying, thinking that they are better than everyone else. And then you hear them speaking, what they say. People have committed so much guna, they are all becoming halak and they destroy it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you've ever hear a person saying, people have become destroyed. He is the first person to become destroyed. Sahih Muslim ki riwayat hai. Whenever you hear a person saying, and you hear someone saying, Allah won't forgive such and such a person. That's what today has become a fashion. We are judging on behalf of Allah. And what we say, Allah won't forgive that person. That person is Jahannam. So when a person says, Allah won't forgive that person, Allah's mercy comes to the fore. And Allah says, who has made a decision on my behalf? Mere haq mein aur mere baare mein kisne ye faisla kiya ki main is aadmi ko maaf nahi karunga? Who has made that decision on my behalf? Allah becomes angry. Allah's mercy comes to the fore. Allah says, that person you said Allah won't forgive, I will forgive him. And you who made the statement that I won't forgive such and such a person, I will put you in Jannah. And I'm not saying this, say Muslim people, but today it's common. Everyone says this one is in Jannah, this one is not Allah. So Allah, who gave you the right to make that decision? Are you Allah? Mujhe to nahi pata ki Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and put you in charge of making that decision. Did you ever hear anyone say Jibreel came and said this person is in charge of giving people certificates to Jannah and Jahannam? The way it has become common in today's time. Nevertheless, what I'm saying is, don't take pride in your sins. So the difference between Adam alayhi salam and Shaitan. So Shaitan, when he committed the wrong, and Allah Ta'ala told him, "Ashkuru liman, why don't you worship what I told you to worship?" He said, "Ashkuru liman khalaqtatina, must I make sijda to the one who created for me? Mere sin. I am better than him. How?" And what did he say? "Rabbi bima aghwaytani." He committed disobedience. But what did he say? He put the blame on someone else. "Oh Allah, because of you. Because of you, Rabbi, you led me astray." Now, look at Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, when he made the guna, what did he say? Qala rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, I have done wrong upon myself. Wa illam taghfir lana. If you don't forgive me, if you don't have mercy upon me, I'm going to be destroyed. In one, in the verse, in the first surah, it's very amazing. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. So Adam a.s. committed something that he was not supposed to commit. I won't call it a guna because Anbiya a.s. are free from sins. First time it happened, he was Shaitan told him something which he felt that it could have been, and Adam alayhi salam did something. So when Allah Ta'ala told my told you not to eat from this tree, why did you eat? فَتَلَقَّى عَدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ Allah Ta'ala put the words in Adam alayhi salam. One of our great scholars, Al-Qim Abdul Sahab, gave a beautiful example of this. Right? He said, you're a small child. First time we did something wrong. A small child, 3-4 years. Now he did something wrong. Now all of a sudden, it starts crying, you shouting. Right? It took up, you told him, be careful with the glass, it's going to break. And despite you telling him, he took that glass and he broke it. And you got, and I told you not to do so. And the child becomes astounded. Never heard his father shouting him. First time it happened, that the father raised his voice upon the child. To wo hakka bakka reh gaya. Didn't know what to say. What does the father say? Now the father said, I shouted him. But now I see the regret. I see the tears. I don't know what to do. What did the father say? Say sorry. He did the wrong. He's supposed to say, but he doesn't know what to say. Because the first time it happened. So the father said, say sorry. So he says sorry, then the father forgives him. Adam alayhi salam, first time it happened in humanity, he didn't know what to say. Allah Ta'ala says, I put it in his heart to say, رَبَّنَا زَلَّنَا أَنْفُسَنَا فَتَلَقَّى عَدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتِ. Allah put in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam certain statement. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ رِجَلْ دُوَلْ وَمَيْتِ اللَّهِ. And he said, رَبَّنَا زَلَّنَا. So the difference between shaitan and human being is this. Shaitan and Adam alayhi salam is this. Shaitan did not acknowledge his wrong. Adam alayhi salam acknowledged his wrong. And he cried before Allah. Don't go and say, never justify yourself. Udre guna, battaras guna. To justify yourself is more worse. And then when you, and you know the whole essence, the essence of tawbah is regret. A tawbah to another. Tawbah is to express your regret. That is tawbah. And that regret can come in various ways. It can come through your tears. It can come through statements. It can come through. Wallahi al-Azim, my dear respected brothers. One tear out of the fear of Almighty Allah is sufficient to grant you forgiveness. It is sufficient to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. One tear out of the fear of Allah. This is something that we have to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us. Allah Ta'ala wants excuses. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ke baare mein kisne nahi suna? Who hasn't heard about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani? One of the great saints of our time. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani used to give dars in the Jami Masjid in Baghdad for 40 years. After 40 years, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani felt that the people are not listening. I always spoke about the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah, telling people Allah is forgiving, Allah is merciful. So people became complacent. First Allah Ta'ala Ghafoor Rahim, Allah Ghafoor Rahim. So log jo hai na wo guna karne mein wo jari ho gaye. Aur nek kaam karne mein sust ho gaye. They became delayed and they became lazy in doing good deeds. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi said, that let me speak about the azab of Allah. And then he spoke about the azab of Allah. Brothers, when you speak about the azab of Allah, it's very difficult to listen. It's a reality, but difficult to listen. So when he started speaking about the azab of Allah, people cried and some people fainted in the masjid. For 3 nights he spoke about the azab of Allah. 40 years about the verse. 3 nights he spoke about Allah's azab. Then on that third night, the people were fainting and they had to be taken out of their masjid because they had fainted when they heard about the azab of Allah. And on that night, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani saw Allah in a vision. Allah Ta'ala addressed Abdul Qadir, Abdul Qadir, is my mercy finished in 40 years? That you must make my people and my ummah is so afraid of me that they are fainting and they have been taken out in stretches from the masjid. Is my mercy finished? Ya mere maghfirat khatam ho chuka hai 40 saal mein. So my dear respected brothers, Allah's mercy is such. You see, shaitan misleads us in three ways. Or two ways rather. One is, shaitan misleads us that Allah is very Ghafoor Rahim, who made guna and sin. This is also shaitan's deception. Ghafoor Rahim means you must go and make guna. Allah is merciful means you must go and disobey Allah. It is like someone who is very kind upon you. If you say, chalo, ye to bade barbaan hai, let me go and rob him. Let me go and deceive him. Just because he has been kind upon you, do you take advantage of his kindness to deceive him? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, chalo jaakar guna kar lete. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, let us disobey him. Where is this human intellect that you can think like that? Someone gave this beautiful example. He says someone, you know, a doctor one day came to you and he gave you certain, he's a very close doctor to the family, and he came and he brought you a small parcel. He says, keep these things in your house. It's always good to have this medication. One medication he gave you is ointment. Ointment, if you burn, then you put that ointment. If you burn, put this ointment. خدا نہ خواستہ آ کر آگ لگ جائے تو یہ جو ہے نا مرہم لگا دینا. Now the next time the bride came, people are sitting and they're having a bride. And now the person takes out his hand and says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I'm going to put my hand in the bride. So what people say, what's going wrong with you? How can you put your hand in the bride? You're going to burn. You say, no, doctor gave me ointment. Doctor gave me ointment to put when I burn. So what will you tell him? Doctor gave you ointment. If perchance you burn, you put that ointment. Not that you deliberately go put your hand in the fire and said, very good ointment. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, not for you to deliberately go commit guna. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. If perchance out of human weakness you commit guna, then you ask Allah. Na ye ke jo na go make deliberately go commit guna and said. So one is that way Allah Ta'ala, I mean shaitan deceives you. And the other way shaitan deceives you, you are so gunagar, you are such a sinner, Allah won't forgive you. So one way Allah, the shaitan deceives you, you can commit whatever you want, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. And the other way he deceives you is, Allah won't forgive you. You committed so much guna. Brothers, no matter how much guna you commit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door of tawbah is what is open. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم أو يوهوا يقمتهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah will forgive all guna and sins, provided you are sincere in your repentance. And Allah Ta'ala is addressing this ayat in Allah Ta'ala kis ko khitab kar raha hai? Anbiya ko ne khitab nahi kar raha hai. Allah Ta'ala ki wali ko khitab nahi kar raha hai. نیک لوگوں کو خطاب نہیں کر رہا ہے. اللہ از ناٹ ایڈریسنگ انبیاء اور پائیس پیپل سے. اللہ از ایڈریسنگ سنرز لائک یو اینڈ آئی. اینڈ واٹ اللہ تعالی سیز, او یو ہو ہیو ڈن رونگ, او یو ہو ہیو کمیٹڈ سنز,
Tafsir Razi. Imam Razi rahmatullahi has made mention of this. Allah is looking for excuses. Imam Razi said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was going. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam passed the qabr. And Allah Ta'ala showed Isa alayhi salam that Allah was punishing that person who was in the qabr. So Isa alayhi salam carried on. Came back the same way after a few days or after a while from the same route. Came back, passed by the qabr, and Allah Ta'ala showed that this particular person who has been punished, Allah had forgiven him. And he was now happy. Isa alayhi salam made dua. Oh Allah, why did you forgive this person? You are giving him punishment, why you forgave him? Oh Isa, this is the reality. When he died, his wife was pregnant. She gave birth after he died. The child became of age. The wife took the child to the Molana. Don't regard these madrasas and Molanas as insignificant brothers. One day you will need them, when you need them the most. Now you can do without them, you can swear them, and you can regard them as insignificant. One day you will realize this. So they took him to the Molana. Molana had to say, Allah Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Oh Isa, I have felt the shame of punishing a person when his son is invoking my mercy. I was punishing him. His son read Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most forgiving. Oh Isa, how can I punish a person when his son is speaking about my mercy, I forgive him. Brothers, this is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for excuses. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam one day was making dua, and he was making dua for rain, because there was no rain. And in that particular time, Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, there is a person in the gathering until he doesn't leave, he committed such sin. He knows how many sins he committed. He knows the sins he's committed. Until he doesn't leave, I'm not going to send down rain. Musa alayhi wasalam announced to Bani Israel, oh Bani Israel, Allah wants to send rain. But someone commits guna. You know the guna that he has committed. Allah has made mention of it. Until he doesn't move, let him move. So that when he moves, Allah Ta'ala can send down rain. Sometimes you see this happening. You sit in the car, you know, Imam is sitting there, and all of a sudden you get a paper. This person is parked in an inconvenient manner. If he doesn't move his car, you know, it is causing problem. Now that person doesn't want to move. Because if he moves, the whole congregation is seeking. So sometimes I just make mention, you better move, the police is coming to take the car away. So then he runs away very fast. So now, the person, he said, he made dua to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, if I'm going to leave the gathering now, the whole gathering will know this is a gunegar. Ye gunegar, he's the one who committed sin. Allah, you forgive me. I won't do this again, Ya Allah. Allah, you forgive me. Musa alayhi salam is waiting, all of a sudden rain comes down. Musa alayhi salam was kareemullah, Ya Allah, what is the meaning of this? You said you won't send rain until the person moves. No one moved. So Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, the person asked me for forgiveness. I forgave him. So Musa alayhi salam said, oh Allah, tell me who it was. Kaun banda tha? So Allah ne kya jawab diya? What did Allah Ta'ala say? Musa, jab wo gunahgar tha, to maine unko aapka naam nahi bataya. Jab unhe toba kiya, to main kaise naam bata sakta? Oh Musa, when he was a gunagar and a sinner, I didn't reveal him to you. After he made tawbah, how can I reveal him to you? Brothers, this is the night for us to turn towards Allah to ask for the forgiveness of our sins. Allah is waiting for us. So when we take this opportunity, inshallah, one or two small things with regard to dua, let me conclude. Brothers, dua, we need to ask of dua. Dua is no ordinary method. Today we have forgotten how to make dua. Ya Allah, I just don't understand. We know that nothing can happen without Allah Ta'ala's help, without Allah Ta'ala's assistance. Yet we are so negligent about dua. How can we be negligent? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, ask Allah for everything. Allah for big and small things. Nothing is big for Allah. Allah Ta'ala dene par aaja to koi cheez badi nahi Allah Ta'ala ki. Nothing is big for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can give everything. Or nothing is small for us. Nothing is small for us. Allah Ta'ala takes away the ability to do something, then we won't be able to do it. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if your shoe laces break, and ask Allah before your new shoe laces come. Now you and I will say, Smith, I will buy the shoelace. It's not a matter of buying the shoelace. It's a matter is, you can buy a shoelace. Allah Ta'ala can put stiffness in your back. You can't bend down to tie your shoelaces. It is said about one of the big, I think it was Harry Ford or something, towards the end of his life, he was one of the wealthiest person. The muscle on the eyelid failed him. That muscle. You and I don't even think about it. The muscle that is there that allows us to open our eyes and close our eyes. That muscle failed him. He used to put a match stick to keep his eyes open. And every time he wanted to close the eye, he would take out the match stick. Even one muscle in the eyelid, Allah Ta'ala takes away that particular ability of that muscle to work. You can't close your eyes, you can't open your eyes. To learn to ask of Allah for everything. Something you want to do, read two rakat salatul hajat and ask Allah Ta'ala. You want to go to the shop in the morning, read two rakat salatul hajat. You're going on a journey, read two rakat salatul hajat. Ask Allah Ta'ala for everything. And in asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather never ask Allah with a careless heart. Don't ask Allah, Ya Allah, agar aap dena chahe to de, na dena chahe to koi haraj nahi. Ya Allah, if you want to give, give, you don't want to give, never mind. How can you ask Allah like that? When you ask Allah like a beggar. You ask Allah like a real beggar. Hazrat Muhammad Rahmatullahi, people who know Urdu will understand this and they will enjoy this particular Urdu poem. Agar bakshe, zaher this one, na bakshe, to shikayat kya? Sir-e taslim, kham hai jo mizaj-e yaar mein aaya. Oh Allah, if you forgive me, I'm fortunate. If you don't forgive me, you know, who am I to complain? Whatever you decide on my behalf, I will accept it. Ya Allah. Muhammad Rahmatullahi heard this poem. He said, how can you render such a poem? And how can you be so independent of Allah? He said, change the poem. Agar bakshe zahe kismat, na bakshe to karu zahari, ke bande ki ye khwari, nizade yaar mein kyu aaye. If Allah forgive me, I'm fortunate. If Allah don't forgive me, I'm going to cry before Almighty Allah. Why did Allah Ta'ala decide that He's not going to forgive me? Shaykh Salih Rahmatullah Ali, Muhammad Khanwi, Shamul Khanwi used to make mention of this. You know, Muhammad Shamul Khanwi said a person made tahajjud for 30 nights. After 30 years. After 30 years, he was making wudu for his tahajjud, carrying on. He heard an unseen voice. Your 30 years of tahajjud, because you did not read it correctly, you didn't have the required sincerity, Allah didn't accept it. He continued making dua. He continued making wudu when you read tahajjud. Second night, he heard the same voice. He continued. Third night, he heard the same voice. The servant who was putting the water on him said, Hazrat, why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting your time? If Allah didn't accept 30 years of your ibadah, go and sleep. What are you wasting your time? Allah is not accepting your ibadah. So he gave a reply and he said, show me another door other than the door of Allah Ta'ala to go to. If Allah doesn't accept me, I'm going to go to the same door because there is no other door. So then the voice changed. And in Urdu, Sheikh Salih Abdullah was a Persian poet. So he gave these beautiful words in Persian. I did 1 year Persian, so I don't remember the name. Kabulas agar jay udar nesta. Ke juz ma pana digar nesta. Definitely your 30 years of ibadah was not worthy of acceptance. But today the statement of yours, that there is no door to turn besides the door of Allah. Just one statement of yours, because of that, I've accepted your 50 years of ibadah. Ask Allah that there is no other God than you besides the God of Allah. Ask Allah for our iman. Ask Allah for our safety and security. Ask Allah for our children's safety and security. What's going to happen to our children? We don't know. Many times we say, we will be. What's going to happen to our children? What is going to happen to our iman? Brothers, one of the greatest concerns we are supposed to have is about our iman. You know, you've only had the opportunity to speak more. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written a very small booklet. The importance and the fitna, how shaitan tries to mislead you at the time of death. He tries to take you away from iman. Make dua that Allah must keep us steadfast at the time of death upon iman. Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Qaburi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, read this dua. Allahumma laqini hujjat al-iman inda al-mamat. Oh Allah, give us the signs of iman at the time of death. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali, the great imam, on his deathbed, right, he told his son, Ahmad, his name was also Ahmad, Ahmad, read for me all the verses and all the ahadith which speaks about the mercy of Allah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Iman bayna al-khawfi wa raja. Iman is between the fear of Allah and the mercy of Allah. Ulama say, in your life must be Allah more. But on your deathbed, you must have more hope in the mercy of Allah. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali told his son, oh my son, read to me all the verses which inspires mercy of Allah. So while he was doing that, they were reading the kalima. So when they were reading the kalima, he was saying, not yet, not yet, abhi nahin. So then after a while, you know, he regained consciousness to the father. The son was very amazed. He said, my father, you are such a great imam. I told you to read the kalima and you say not yet. I would have expected you to say immediately read the kalima. You said not yet. So he said, oh my son, I wasn't speaking to you. I wasn't referring to you. Shaitan came to me. And Shaitan told me, Ahmad, you have managed to save yourself from me. You have managed to save yourself from me. And I'm telling Shaitan, I'm still alive. I'm still not saved. There is still the possibility I can be misled. Shaitan is telling me that you have saved yourself, and I'm telling him, not yet. I'm still alive. I will still have a few moments. I will still keep my iman steadfast. Ask Allah to keep our iman steadfast. Ask Allah for our children. Ask Allah for this. But cry before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua, because we need Allah more than any time before, my dear respected mothers. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq of understanding. So as I already mentioned, I try nowadays to keep the bayan in such a way that we can, you know, enumerate and understand and remember. So this particular night, amongst the many other virtues, there are many other virtues. But the three things, one, hadith I made mention of. Allah Ta'ala comes down from the first heaven where he turns towards humanity and says, is there anyone who seeks risk that I can grant him this? And is there anyone who wants and seeks emancipation from the fire of Jahannam? I can emancipate him. Is there anyone who wants freedom from the burden of his sins and he wants seeks forgiveness? I can forgive him. So Allah Ta'ala wants to emancipate us from the freedom and grant us freedom from one, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, and freedom from the consequences and the burden of our sin, and to grant us forgiveness. Let us seek the emancipation of these three things on this night. When we do so, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We will make dua now, and inshallah, we will conclude the program, inshallah.
اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد كما انت عظيم. فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما انت عظيم. وافعل بنا كما انت فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا، اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا، ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم لقنا حجة الإيمان عند الممات. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اغفر لنا قبل الموت، وارحمنا عند الموت، ولا تعذبنا بعد الموت. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك ونعوذ بك من أولادنا وأهلنا من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأهواء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك ونعوذ بك من أولادنا وأهلنا من الحم والحزن والبخل والجبن وغلبة الدين وقهر الرجال، ومن المعصم والمغرم، ومن القسوة والغفلة والعيلة والذلة والمسكنة، ومن الكفر والفقر والشق والشقاق والسمعة والرياب، ومن السمم والبكم والبرس والجنون والجذام والسيد الأسقاط. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا عدوا إلا أصلحته أو خذلته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا برا إلا كشفته، ولا ولدا إلا أصلحته، ولا عيبا إلا سترته، ولا عيبا إلا سترته، ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته، ولا حقا إلا نصرته، ولا باطلا إلا أضحكته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لم أردت إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم الضعفاء والمساكين، يا لا تجيب ولا وشرك منك، يا لا تراك سلوم ورسيب من your blessings، يا لا there is a barrier between us receiving your mercy and your blessings and your forgiveness. That is a barrier of our sins. Ya Allah, we are not in any way proud of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are extremely regretful. Ya Allah, we are extremely regretful. Ya Allah, we are ashamed with regard to the wrongs that we have done. Ya Allah, your beloved Habib has made mention, those who are ashamed of the wrongs that they have done and they approach you showing regretfulness, then you turn towards them with forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Ya Allah, your beloved Habib had said, the one who is ashamed, even if his guna reaches to the amount of the foam in the ocean, Ya Allah, whose guna and sins can be so many, Ya Allah. But even if he has to reach that degree, Ya Allah, and if they ask you for forgiveness, then you will forgive. Fala ubali, and it means nothing for you, Ya Allah. It is easy for you to forgive. Ya Allah, we ask you forgiveness for the sins that we have committed. We have committed sins in broad daylight, almost as if we were challenging you. We have committed sins in the darkness of the night, away from the gazes of people, thinking that people were not watching, but you are aware of our actions. We have committed sins, Ya Allah, sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. Ya Allah, we ask you for forgiveness. Ya Allah, this is a night of the emancipation. And Ya Allah, this is a night of seeking freedom from guna and sins. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Allah, if you don't forgive us, then we will be destroyed, Ya Allah. We will be destroyed, Ya Allah. Allah, you love forgiveness. Allah, forgive us not because we are worthy, but you love forgiveness, Ya Allah. From now onwards, Ya Allah, make our life a life of righteousness. Ameen. Keep us away from guna and sins. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon your deen. Allah, that deen, because of which, or upon which your beloved Habib made so much sacrifices. Ya Allah,
You, Ya Allah, grant us steadfastness upon the deen. When we leave this world, let us leave with the kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Let us die with Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us die in such a way, Ya Allah, that you are happy with us, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Never let us die without, Ya Allah, without having Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us die when you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from all the difficulties of the year after, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, keep us away from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us our book of deeds in the right hand, not on the left hand, not behind our back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us goodness, Ya Allah, in all the affairs of the year after, Ya Allah, until you grant us entry into Jannah al Firdaus. Ya Allah, keep us away from the fire of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Ya Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah, each and everyone has challenges, Ya Allah. You know the challenges more than anyone else. Ya Allah, each and everyone has ambitions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill everyone's jayas ambitions, Ya Allah. Whatever challenges they are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove those challenges, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah, and in the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever needs anything, Ya Allah, grant them need. Ya Allah, whoever, Ya Allah, wants halal risk, and they are finding it difficult with regard to their needs and their risk. Ya Allah, grant them abundant risk, Ya Allah,
Amen.
Which is sufficient for them, and sufficient for them to give in your path, Ya Allah,
Amen.
And utilize it correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in need of getting married, grant them compatible spouses.
Amen.
Ya Allah, those who have, Ya Allah, spouses, and Ya Allah, their marital life is not happy. Ya Allah, grant them tranquility and happiness in their marital life. Ya Allah, those who do not have children, Ya Allah, grant them children. Ya Allah, those of us who have children and grandchildren, Ya Allah, protect our children from fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our grandchildren also from fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let us see the difficulty of our children and our grandchildren. Only let us see the goodness of our children and grandchildren. Ya Allah, today we are hearing, Ya Allah, what great such stories, Ya Allah, of Ya Allah, children, and Ya Allah, our young people going astray and having different types of illness and different types of challenges. Ya Allah, keep our children away from all challenges, Ya Allah. Keep our grandchildren away from all the great challenges, Ya Allah. Only let us see the good of our children and grandchildren. Do not let us see the difficulty. Do not let us see the illness. Do not let us see, Ya Allah, them in any type of difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat and you grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us goodness. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have passed on, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannah al Firdaus. Forgive their shortcomings, Ya Allah. Those of us whose parents are still alive, allow us to serve them, Ya Allah. And grant Jannah, grant us Jannah by serving them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are in relative peace and security, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brethren in different parts of the world are in difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, in India, in Kashmir, in Syria, in Iraq, Ya Allah, in Central African Republic, and above all in Gaza, Ya Allah, in Palestine. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon them. Ya Allah, close to 30,000 people have died in the full glare of in front of us, Ya Allah. And we are so weak and helpless, we have not been able to do anything significant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah, and you have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies of Allah are now openly saying to them, Ya Allah, go and call you Allah. Where is you Allah? Ya Allah, you come to the aid of the Muslims.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi Muhammad, unsur ummat Muhammad. Ya Rabbi Muhammad, unsur ummat Muhammad. Ya Rabbi Muhammad, unsur ummat Muhammad. Ya Allah, have mercy upon them and have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, have mercy upon them and have mercy. اللهم انزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهزم الاحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم اللهم انا نجعلك في ظهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اهلك الكفره الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون اولياءك ويقاتلون اولادنا ونساءنا اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم زلزل اقدامهم اللهم خذهم عرض عزيز مقتدر وانزل بهم بعثك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم اهلكهم كما اهلكت عاد وثمود يا الله المسيح upon them and يا الله give us safety in our countries يا الله يا الله grant the people of the country who are in authority يا الله grant them goodness يا الله grant them رحم and mercy that they can turn towards the population يا الله with mercy and kindness and compassion يا الله above all يا الله we ask of you never leave us even for a moment يا الله without your protection, without your guide, without your assistance, without your help. and without you helping us and protecting us in every endeavor of our life. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.